Addressing the media on issues relating to the Economic Survey 2018, Chief Economic Advisor Arvind Subramaniam said that in our understanding of the role of the private sector, we have moved from crony socialism to stigmatized capitalism. Meanwhile, the budget session of the parliament was also inaugurated by President Ramnath Kovind. In its speech, he said that the government is not looking to appease minorities but empower them. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley also tabled the Economic Survey of 2018 in the parliament today.
David Beckham will unveil his long-sought Major League Soccer expansion team at a Monday news conference in Miami, bringing a conclusion to a turmoil-filled four-year quest. Just over 11 years after announcing he would leave Real Madrid for the MLS Los Angeles Galaxy in a deal that included the chance to purchase an expansion team at a reduced rate, Beckham will make good on plans he first announced in February 2014. Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar emerged as big winners at the 60th Grammy Awards, which was dotted by surprises, star performances, and comments on President Donald Trump, apart from key social and political debates. Rapper Jay-Z, who was leading the nomination pack with 8 nods this time, went back empty-handed, while Mars bagged 7 honors, including Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. Lamar won Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song for Loyalty, featuring Rihanna, and Best Rap Album for Damn at the Gala. This year, Lorde was the only woman to be nominated in Album of the Year category. Pop singer Alessia Cara became the first Canadian to win Best New Artist at the Grammys, hosted by James Corden. Carrie Fisher was awarded her first Grammy posthumously for Best Spoken Word Album for her audiobook recording of The Princess Diaries. Oppo on Monday announced a partnership with global chipmaker Qualcomm Technologies, where Qualcomm will support Oppo to make 5G-ready mobile phones. As part of the 5G Pioneer Initiative, Qualcomm will provide comprehensive solutions such as the radio frequency front-end field to Oppo. Oppo plans to launch 5G mobile phones in 2019. Now catch up on all these stories and more only on news18.com.